that ending just about sums it up, Lee, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It shows that while there hasn't been enough wins, we've got to manage the game better, see it out, play for time, run the clock down, don't continually keep giving the ball back to Bolton, play for yardage. That's how you see the game out. That's game management. All the top teams in the world do it when they're in front and you're playing injury time. We've ultimately give the ball back to Bolton and allowed them to put us under pressure. And then we've allowed a player to pick up the ball 30 yards from our penalty area run without being tackled, and Dink's a great crossing. So we deserve to win. And as simple as that. It should be 2-0, to be fair. It should be 2-0 before it gets to 1-1.
Cabero.
Yeah, you can't miss them kind of chances. He was outstanding again, to be fair. Would have topped it off. So, very, very frustrating tonight.
To a man, your team went across to the liner, but he wasn't for having it. He looked offside, didn't he, the scorer?
My staff seem to think that as well. But to be honest with you, I think there was that many bodies on the line. He mightn't have been. So I need to look at it again before making a statement that he was offside. I need to have a better look than I've just had a quick look at it. And without... I was more concerned with how we allowed them to cross the ball in rather than the melee on the goal line.
The business about seeing the game out, have you told them that in there?
Of course, yeah. No, listen, they've got to take it on board, whether they're playing at this club next season, whether they're playing someone else, because they've got to start becoming winners. So, that's how you win them. You play well, like we did. We passed the ball well at times. We created chances. And then when it gets to the nitty-gritty, injury time, etc., time added on, you see the game out. You keep the ball in your possession, whether that's through throw-ins, corners, free kicks, keeping the ball through passing. You do all those things.
And you did all the things that you mentioned in the good parts of Blackpool's performance, and you scored a quality goal.
Yeah. Well, I think Michael's come in and showed everyone he's a good player. He's had a couple of opportunities himself. He's scored a terrific goal, and he's made goal scoring opportunities for others. I like me attacking players who score and make chances for others. I thought Medine was outstanding today, again, and we deserve to win.
What's the situation with Michael Jacobs contractually? Is he going to be one who you might get at Blackpool next year?
I'm not sure. He's under contract still at Wolves. We'd have to have a discussion with Wolves and see, one, if they were prepared to sell him. I would certainly like him to be around my new group next season, but that'll be down to Wolves and if whether they were prepared to sell him. Two, whether we can agree a fee if they were, and obviously then convincing Michael that his long-term future would be with us. I would certainly like him to be part of what we're doing. I think he's shown in the games he's played that he can be a big attacking threat for us.
We've spoken about Cabero and the fact that he should have sealed the game. You used the words, he was outstanding again. He loved the surface, didn't he? He likes to zip it about.
Yeah, listen, this is what we'll be playing on next season. He has an option year in his contract, which we've activated, so he'll be staying with us for next season.
There's one or two who like the surface and can play on that, can they?
Mm-hmm. Got some good footballers, and I've enjoyed watching them in the last two games. At home to Leeds, even on not a great surface, I thought we passed the ball well, and today we have again. So... I think we're showing teams that were decent, but we've played well in two games and only took 2 points. That's what I'm saying about managing the game and getting maximum points. So that's what we've got to do.
And that's the story of the season, isn't it? Performances for 60, 70, 75 minutes, but if they're not rewarded by that 3 points at the end of it, that's why you're where you are.
It's all about winning. Because I tell you, I'm a happier manager playing poorly but picking up 3 points, and I am tonight after playing so well and only picking up 1 point.
And just finally about Gary Medine, he's run his cotton socks off again, hasn't he?
Outstanding. I'll be trying my very, very best if to keep him at the club. I think he's a focal point for us. He's not just a target man. He has lots of good ability, chest to feet. He can bring people into play, and he works tirelessly. I've liked him for numerous years. While he signed for Sheffield Wednesday, I was in the running for him to come to Huddersfield. Unfortunately, I didn't get that one over the line, but I've kept an eye on his career.
Short turnaround before Tuesday, plenty of rest and recuperation?
Yeah, we have to do things quickly. We have to get the players recovered. We were limited today. Obviously, Miles Anderson's took a little bit of a bang on his knee, so he wasn't available through injury. So we'll see what the walking wounded are like on Tuesday.
And you've been in the game long enough to know that Steve Clarke won't be looking at that FA Cup semi-final. He'll have Tuesday on his focus, won't he?
Well, I would imagine his players are playing for a place in that semi-final. They have to, if you're a manager and players don't perform, you get taken out the team. So I think he'll be looking in the next few weeks and he'll be saying to his players, you're playing for your opportunity to play at Wembley. So they'll be a team that's got a lot to play for.